Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to The Glowdown by Breaking Beauty.
Our mid-month episode featuring breaking beauty news, what products we're loving
and not so much,
plus insider celebrity hair and makeup tips.
And the trends that are blowing up our DMs, we've got the hot takes coming right up.
Jill, are you taking another snack break?
No way. I am unboxing. I'm digging into our very own FabFitFun box.
Hashtag FabFitFun partner.
Well, you know I'm a reality TV junkie. I live for it. And all my faves from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, like Lisa Vanderpump, she's always cracking one of these open on Instagram.
Well, real talk, FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. None of those mini rinky-dink sample sizes, nuh-uh.
This is their spring editor's box, and I'm taking a look inside right now. Dibs on the Kate Somerville Exfolicate. Ah, it's our iconic exfoliating treatment.
Ooh, I just got a fresh bleach job. Hand me that Brio Gio deep conditioning hair mask. I'm taking it home.
Here you go. Look at this cute coffee mug from Aisha Curry. Is it time for my coffee break yet?
I knew that was coming. The FabFitFun seasonal subscription box retails for $49.99, but it always has a value of over $200. And Breaking Beauty listeners can use the coupon code BEAUTY, that's BEAUTY, for $10 off your first box.
Visit FabFitFun.com to get yours today. Welcome to the Glowdown, everybody. Hi, Carlene.
Hi, Jill.
So here we are. We are on location.
We are. We're in New York City.
I don't know if it sounds a bit different, but we are in a hotel room. Carlene disobeyed the cardinal rule of podcast recording.
Shut
off your devices. Anyways, we are here. We are on location in New York. We were just here interviewing a founder. Very, very exciting. You guys are going to hear more about that soon. Mm-hmm. And
big launch coming
away. A big new category. It's exciting. We're going to be talking about what's new and happening this month in May, some new product launches, and we're also going to hit you with the little interview that we did with
Caroline Hirons, aka the Hirons.
Yes. So she came to Toronto
a couple weeks back.
A few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And she is by far one of our most requested guests. So we couldn't believe our luck that she came into town and we were able to grab her for a hot minute. Who was she here with? Let's tell everybody.
She was here with Indeed Labs for the launch of their new product. I'm going to try and say it correctly.
Yeah.
Hydraluron?
Yes.
Hydraluron.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you. It's a lotion, a lightweight lotion. I'm actually wearing it right now.
Yeah. And it has a lot of hyaluronic acid in it, so it's very plumping. It's really nice for summer, actually.
Yeah, it's perfect. You still need your SPF, but it's really lightweight. That's what I like about it.
Yeah, so total honor to meet her, and we asked her some burning beauty questions, so that's coming up later in the episode.
What I love about Caroline is that she is a trained esthetician herself.
Yes.
She also writes training manuals for a gazillion different skin brands. So she really knows her shit.
She's formulated her own products with Pixi.
True that. And she's just like a dynamo who's super outspoken and like does not take any shit from anybody.
Yeah, calls out the Barbaras of the world. That's what she calls idiotic trolls. And she will take brands to task. She takes trolls to task, but yeah, she knows her shit and we're so happy to have her. We want to break some beauty podcast news, first and foremost, that just in a few weeks, Carlene, you're going to be back here in New York.
Yep, I will, for an event that is being hosted by Founder Made. It is the Consumer Discovery Show. It's June 11th in New York City. And we are so excited to be the exclusive beauty podcast partner.
Yay.
Yeah.
So it's a really great fit for us because, you know, we're all about the power of founder stories. And this particular event, it's all about celebrating inspiring founders. It's in its second year. And it's really a summit connecting people with makers live and in person.
Yeah.
Truly, I can't believe the keynote speakers that they have and the panelists that they have.
Yeah, so there's
give people a sneak peek.
Of course. So there will be over 100 different vendors there, but the lineup of speakers is huge. Huda Kattan of Huda Beauty, Bobbi Brown, no doubt she'll be talking about her new line of beauty supplements. I really want to hear about that, but also probably just imparting her wisdom on how to start a beauty
empire.
And then Joey Gonzalez, the CEO of Barry's Bootcamp, will be there, and Leandra Cohen from Man Repeller. I'm super pumped about that.
So you're going to be bringing back all of the highlights. I believe Founder Made is doing this one in New York, but there is talks about it coming to LA and London potentially in the future. So it's very exciting. And you know, you're going to be talking to a lot of different brands and a lot of different founders, and
I'm not familiar with.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard about Snow Fox. It's a really chic looking minimalist line of all natural skincare for sensitive
good
skin.
Name.
It's been written about in Elle and Harper's Bazaar, but I've personally never gotten my hands on it. So I'll be checking that out. Eight Faces is another one I know we've talked about in the past, luxury organic skincare. So I'm able to check it all out.
Yeah. So I will not be there, unfortunately. I'm going to be in Italy celebrating a big birthday.
So sad.
But I will be there in spirit. And if you guys want to say hi to Carlene, she'll be there. She's going to be rocking a Breaking Beauty t-shirt. Definitely say hi.
Please do.
And we have a special offer for any listeners who want to attend the show and see all of these incredible founders in person. So you go to consumerdiscoveryshow.com. We'll link to this on our blog and in our show notes. And we even have a discount code. Take it away, Carlene.
Okay. If you want to get 25% off the regular ticket price, you're going to use this discount code. It's CDSMDPT18.
We're going to link to this as well. Don't worry, guys.
Yeah.
But hopefully you'll get to meet some of our listeners there in person.
I would love that.
Let's move on to the next part of our episode, and we want to share what we've been loving right now. A little like mini damn goods, if you will, before we get to the main event. So tell me, Carlene, what's in your makeup bag? What are you testing out right now?
Well, I have been very much enjoying a new mascara from Smashbox. It's called Superfan Fanned Out Mascara.
Wait, can you please tell people how you received this mascara?
Oh, yes. It came...
It was a little extra.
Yeah. So there was a young woman who came to my workshare space, and was she wearing roller skates, or is that in my mind now? Anyways, there was a lovely slice of cake, and inside that
cake, wasn't it a whole cake?
Yes,
actually,
it was a whole cake.
And multi-layers.
It was multi-layers. It was really tall. It was beautiful. And then I cut a slice.
Yes.
It was really cool. They had like these perforated lines that told you exactly where to cut. I took out the slice, and in the center of the cake was this lovely mascara.
It's holy shit. It's like a gender reveal, but for a mascara.
Yeah. And again, I'm in a work share space. So everybody who was down at the cafe was like, what's that? What's going on? And so many PR companies are like, who's doing this? Like, stroke of genius.
So what's the name of the product?
It's the Smashbox Superfan Fanned Out Mascara.
Okay.
It's in a lovely red shiny tube. Mm-hmm. And I've been wearing it for the last few weeks. I really like it. I think it's really funny that when I showed you my Botox before and afters the other day.
Yeah, which you're going to share somewhere, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll put it on our Facebook chat room. But mm-hmm. you had said to me, and yes, the results were good, guys. I'm giving it a thumbs up. But you were like, I need to know what that mascara is, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's this one. So what I like about it, guys, is that it really does what it says. Fans out your lashes. They're like nice and big, long, mm-hmm. and big thing for me, does not smudge throughout the day.
I think it's important to maybe note the brush as well. So it's not wire bristles. It's those plastic bristles.
You know what? I was thinking about that this morning. And just as I was opening it, funny you mentioned that, I have not seen a wire bristle in so long. Do they even do that anymore?
Oh my God, yeah. The Marc Jacobs one I just was wearing right before.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a coincidence, but for me, I have not used one like that in, I don't know, like a year. I don't even know if they were still making them anymore.
Oh yeah, heck yeah, they are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The spokesperson for this one, or in the ad campaign, by the way, for this, is Lily Singh, Canada's very own.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So you found that it didn't.
Maybe
smudge
Lily
on
will
you.
Come on our show and talk about the mascara sometime.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we have to interrupt our episode for some late breaking beauty news. We have the hottest item of the week in our hands right now. Carlene, what is it?
It's the Glossier Lash Slick Film Form Mascara. A bit of a mouthful.
Look at that baby pink tube in your hand.
I know.
It's so pretty.
They are calling it the perfect everyday mascara. Yes. And there's a reason for that.
Okay. Well, let's describe it. Okay. So it's that light pink tube that we have all come to know and love. It's $16, $20 in Canada. And we were fortunate enough to, when we were here in New York, get a couple sent over to us. So I've even slept in this mascara, you guys, to test it out. Mm-hmm. And we're going to give you our feedback right now. So the brush is one of these silicone bristled brushes, tapered, which is really nice. You grab each and every lash. But I think what is very different about this is the formulation, and it's 248 formulations in the making. So we have high hopes. So Carlene, why don't you explain the technology in the formula?
It's a fiber mascara. It is meant to give you a little bit of a lash extension look. They're calling it a baby extension.
Cute.
And that's because it really is very subtle. Mm-hmm. It's also water resistant, not waterproof. So it washes off really easily with warm water. I can attest to that. Mm-hmm. And I think you guys know I don't enjoy taking that extra step and using eye makeup remover. So it really did slide off really easily. But I think what's most remarkable is I had, frankly, higher hopes in a way, because mm-hmm. I think when a brand comes out with a brand new mascara, you think that it's going to be dramatic off the hop.
Right.
And it took me a bit to settle in, because when I started putting it on, nothing was happening.
Well, I think in comparison to the one you just were talking
about,
absolutely, the Smashbox Superfan Mascara, which is like mega drama.
Yeah.
Look at me lashes. This is not that. This is very on brand though for Glossier.
Yeah. This is the no makeup look.
Yes.
The mascara for that.
Right.
Yeah. So it's really subtle. It gives you what I would call a feathered effect. Mm-hmm. Very lightweight. You know, no clumping, no thickening, but it does add a little something.
I think that it does thicken your lashes a little bit, because it is, these fibers are like attaching to your lash, not unlike boy brow, where when you drag it through or you comb it through your brow, you feel like there's something being deposited. There's like a film polymer that is adhering to your lashes.
Physical polymers.
Yes. And they're not, it's not like tube mascaras. Yeah. If you guys remember those, it's not like that at all. It's just like building out your natural lash.
It just, I guess what I would say is it doesn't really blacken them the way that a lot of thickening mascaras do.
Yeah.
Where you get that sort of clumpy, it's like bring it on, cake it on, right? Like it doesn't give you that
dark of a of an effect.
Yeah, and you'll even feel the formula feels very different than maybe what you're used to. When I heard the name Lash Slick, mm-hmm. I was thinking Maybelline Great Lash Slick. Like when yeah. you take it out of that tube, it's like, yeah. like you get that sound effect.
Yeah.
This almost feels like it's dry going
yeah.
on,
yeah.
which is a very different sensation, but you just get used to it and love the fact that it didn't smudge at all.
Yeah, it really didn't.
Even when I rubbed my eyes, mm-hmm. And like I said, I slept in it and there was nothing on my pillow. Like that, yeah. that's amazing. So if you just want something that, you know, goes with your skin first, makeup second look,
yeah.
very
yeah.
on brand. I think they nailed that.
Exactly. But if you're like a hardcore makeup user and you have like the Urban Decay, you know, palettes at home and Anastasia and all that, then you're going to want to try that Smashbox Superfan. If you're like a 16-year-old girl and this is your very first mascara, mm-hmm. go for this one. Or if you're like my friend Tanya, who would never be able to wear the Smashbox to work because she was like, it's too much.
Got it.
She would save that for going out on the weekends and like she would wear something like this Monday to Friday. So
yeah, you don't get that like fluttery, like, you know, big lash wow effect. Mm-hmm. But I think this is a weekend brunch mascara where
yeah.
you go out, you've got your cloud paint on, you've got your
yeah.
skin tint on, you go out,
yeah.
you've got this on. And
well, I know you were wearing it yesterday and
yeah.
if I didn't know better, I would actually think you had no mascara on.
Well, it's such a different look for me.
Yeah, exactly.
I like wear false lashes.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. But it does give you that little feathering that's pretty.
And also, like I said, the fact that it doesn't transfer everywhere, that's a win for me. So if you guys have tried it, let us know in our Facebook chat
yeah,
room.
I want to know what you guys think.
And we are going to get back to regularly scheduled programming.
Let's talk about what you're liking.
Oh my gosh, there's so many things. Well, can I tell you about one thing I just featured on the Marilyn Dennis Show in one of my segments that probably was one of the most... After the segment, people often message me on Twitter, mm-hmm. social media, asking where to buy certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You can always find it on Marilyn.ca. But I featured a jade facial roller.
Okay.
Which initially I thought those were like very gimmicky.
Right.
But then I tried it myself and I was like, oh my God, everybody needs to know about this. And sure enough, everybody after the segment was like, where did you get that?
Yeah.
So they sell them everywhere from Amazon. The one that I had was called Nana Beauty Tools.
Okay.
But why I'm obsessed with it and I've started to totally incorporate it into my skincare routine is that first of all, it's really cooling. So it feels amazing on the skin. And Jade,
you wake up with the hot sweats in the middle of the night, like what happened to me from having a few glasses of vino last night, you can just whip out your Jade roller.
But it's often like very cooling on contact.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's like a smaller end that you can use like around the eye contour area and the lip mm-hmm. contour area. And they're larger size you can use all around your facial, you know, the contours of your jawline.
Mm-hmm.
How you use it is very similar to how you do lymphatic drainage is you start in the center of the face and you move out. You always mm-hmm. want to be moving out so that kind mm-hmm. of drains any excess fluids.
Right.
So I found I look a lot less puffy with it. And my newest hack is any sheet mask that I have, and I've been loving that Neutrogena Hydrogel one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anytime I'm wearing a sheet mask, it's stuck on your face anyways for 10 minutes. I grab the Jade roller and I roll it on top mm-hmm. of the sheet mask.
Yeah.
Next level.
Right. You're just like pressing it in.
Yeah.
Pressing it in.
And one other thing that I kind of suffer from is I have a lot of tension in my jaw.
Mm-hmm.
I think I grind my teeth at night, TMI probably, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jade roller just feels like incredible.
A little massagey
on that part of your face. Cause
yeah.
even with your hands, you can't really like relieve that stress.
Right. You put it on, like you don't put your skincare on and then
yes.
roll it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. So you're not putting it on dry. You are using it with your skincare
yes.
to sort of get it
and
in
massage.
There. Real
and,
nice.
But you can use it on dry skin.
Yeah, if you just want a little.
And
it's
I,
like putting cucumbers on your eyes, probably.
Yeah,
like
yeah. I don't know why.
Moment.
I thought they were total BS, but then I was like, oh my God,
okay.
I'm kind of obsessed. And then everyone asked me about it. And I'm like, and like I just told you, they're sold
yeah.
out everywhere. And so people are curious about them. And I just wanted to share my experience with it.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for that. I just want to talk real quick about the Met Gala.
Okay.
Because I know this episode will drop a couple weeks later. So we won't talk about, you know, the Pope hats and the epic beauty looks. But you have
In Your Hands,
yeah.
a collection that debuted at the Met Gala on Kristen Thomas Scott. Why don't you tell
Kristen Scott Thomas.
Fucking hell. Kristen Scott Thomas. Why don't you tell
she
us
was,
about that?
You know how the whole thing at the Met Gala is like actors or actresses are on the arms of designers. So she attended with Erdem.
Yeah.
And
Canadian designer.
Yes, he's a Canadian designer, lives in London. He's very well known for his beautiful floral patterns mm-hmm. and just like very moody, gorgeous prints, and he did a collaboration with NARS. Mm-hmm. So what I have in my hands right now are the products she wore, which it's this Fleur Fatale palette, mm-hmm. and it's kind of like cool browns and burgundies and a pewter. Like, I really love the colors in it. And first of all, the packaging is like dove gray with like these flowers all over it, very Erdem.
Yeah, kind of like the silk dress she wore with the bit of floral on the bodice.
So amazing. And then the lipstick that I love is called Blood Flower.
I love that name.
So cool. And the one that she wore is called Carnal Carnation. Mm-hmm. And they're very, very similar. If you hold them like I have here side by side, you can see that hers is just like a hint more cherry.
Yeah.
And mine cooler. Is like a little bit more brick, mm-hmm. just like very subtle hints. Honestly, if you saw them side by side in a photo, you probably wouldn't like even notice it.
So interesting though that they have this small limited collection and two reds.
Yes.
She made a statement, like without going crazy, obviously.
Yeah.
Didn't have a halo on, but that sharp red lip, like it looked amazing on her.
Yeah. It's a really cool collaboration. Check it out, you guys. It's still on counter. Let's get to our headliner. I'm sure people are waiting with bated breath to hear from the Hirons.
Definitely.
So we apologize in advance. There's a little bit of background noise because we were on site at an event.
And it was at Drake's new restaurant, Pick Six.
Yes.
In Toronto. So the food was delish, you guys.
Yeah, it was really, really great. So again, she was here with Indeed Labs. And their new product is Hydraluron.
Yeah.
And it's not named after Carolyn Hirons, but it very well could be. It very well could be.
One thing I just want to explain. So what we did is we asked her a handful of questions.
Yeah.
We grabbed a question from one of our listeners in our Facebook group. So I'm really excited to get to that. The other question that we asked, again, we mentioned before how she's a bit of a whistleblower within the industry, like she really calls out bullshit from brands and that kind of thing. So do you want to just explain that question that we asked?
Oh, yes. We wanted to get a little info from her because a little while back, she posted on her Instagram a photo that was promoting an event. I think it was with Women's Wear Daily. Mm-hmm. And it was sort of all about reimagining the landscape. I'm just going to pull
up the beauty landscape.
I'm just going to pull up the picture right now so I don't misquote anybody.
Right.
And it was called Reimagining the Landscape. And there are three pictures of three white men on the poster promoting this event. And she essentially called them out and said, "Dear Women's Wear Daily, genuine question. With the wealth of talent available for you in the beauty industry, including female business owners like Anastasia, Charlotte Tilbury, Kat Von D, Tata Harper, that are really changing the landscape, why do you have only three white middle-aged men on this panel?"
Yeah.
And so we wanted to ask her about that and if there had been any follow-up about that because the reaction was so strong from her followers.
So have a listen and we hope you enjoy.
We are live here with Carolyn Hirons. Am I saying that correctly? Uh-huh. Yes?
It is Hirons.
Hirons. Well, okay, well, welcome to
Jeremy Irons with an H.
Oh, actually, that's easy to remember. I like that. Welcome to Toronto. First time here.
It is my first time.
Okay, awesome. So we have some beauty questions, burning beauty questions, and I think Carlene's going to take it away.
Hello. So tell us your favorite three drugstore skincare finds that are sort of newer, maybe in the last year. Anything come out that's blown your mind? Taken to the tits?
Drugstore skincare finds. Well, Differin came over the counter in the US last year.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not particularly cheap. It's like $28, $30.
Yeah.
So Differin is great for a combination skin, for spots. If you're older, it's quite good for putting some tone into your skin. It's slightly more anti-aging. Skincare finds. You always find a decent cleanser and a moisturizer
yep.
in in any pharmacy. So when I hit a pharmacy, I always look at the cleansers, and it'll be brands like Aveeno Naturals or Neutrogena Naturals, never the original ranges, because they tend to use soap.
Okay.
And moisturizers, yeah, you can find... Then I head to the green section. There's always a mini green section.
Okay.
And then, of course, it depends what pharmacy you're in, because you can get Pixi in pharmacies now in Canada.
Oh, okay.
So my double cleanse is in Shoppers Drug Mart.
Yeah, that's cheap and cheerful. And I heard that, did CeraVe just land in the UK?
CeraVe just landed in the UK.
What's your take?
Yep. CeraVe is brilliant as a sort of good, affordable, you know, ceramide laden cleanser and moisturizer. Massive, like 200, 300 mil jars, pumps. Really doesn't break the bank.
So this is from one of our listeners. Can you layer your actives? Can you use lactic acid, retinol, and vitamin C all in the same night? What's your take?
In the same day, yes, but at the same time, no. So you do your vitamin C in the morning if you are using a retinol at night, or you could use your retinol at night one day and the next day use a vitamin C. Depends on the brand. Some brands' formulas are made to use vitamin C in the morning, and some brands' formulas are designed to use vitamin C in the evening. So I would read the pack and pick one that fits in with your lifestyle needs. Lactic acid is technically very mild. You should be able to use that before both, but I would give your skin a little time to acclimatize before you go in with the retinoid or the vitamin C, because the thing they have in common is they are both designed to be used on the skin immediately after cleansing. So yeah. I will do it after acid, but I've been doing this a long time. For a newbie, I would say don't go straight in, because you might make yourself a bit red and get scared off.
Yeah. Okay, and tell us, what's the most bogus beauty product or product category out there?
Oh my God, anything glitter face mask. Glitter face mask, glitter SPF. Like, stop destroying the environment. Stop drying out your face, because glitter has to be suspended in something, and it's generally a silicone and an alcohol mix.
Okay.
And that, you know, so how you can call a mask hydrating, speech marks, when its second ingredient is alcohol.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's great for Instagram if you want to do it as a marketing product, but do not tell people it's going to help their skin.
Right.
Really gets on my tits.
We're just moving down the list here. I want to ask you about the post you put up about the Women's Wear Daily CEO Summit. And it was all about middle-aged white men leading the charge, reimagining the future. And I just wanted to know if you had anything more to say about that, or if Sephora or anybody reached out to you or said anything.
No, interestingly, the people who really reached out to me were women, you know, my age and younger, but mainly my age and above, who had been in the industry for so long. And we're all just like, yes, it's all exactly the same. You know, we're allowed to get to middle management, but there are very few women really high up the food chain, as it were. They are invariably middle-aged white men.
And do you think that's going to change anytime soon?
It better bloody change. I mean, I would hope so. You would hope that it was. And don't get me wrong, I don't think women should be hired just because they're women. The fact of the matter is women should be hired because I would say 9 out of 10 of them know just as much as the men. Plus, they use all the bloody products every day.
Final question. I love when you call your daughter out on Instagram for stealing your shit out of your bathroom. What has she stolen recently that you're like, well, you're going to get it now?
I came home from Dublin last week and went into her bedroom. She always leaves her bedroom window open. And I went into her bedroom window to close it, leaned over her bed to close the window, and saw my pink Chanel beauty bag they had just sent that day. I had just put it down in my bedroom, hidden behind her bed. And I texted her and said, is there anything you want to tell me about what you've been stealing from me today? And she faced it out and said, no, I haven't been anywhere near your bedroom. So she came home and I basically had taken the Chanel bag and put it. And it's only like a little, don't get me wrong, it's not a Chanel bag. It's like a pink terry beauty bag. And I put it on my dressing table and looked at it when she walked in the bedroom. And she went, oh, you've had that ages. I went, you're a lying No, I haven't. Stay out of my bedroom. And then I texted her at the weekend and said, Ava, I don't suppose you know where my Viseart palettes are, do you? And she was like, which ones are they? I said, don't bullshit me, love. I know you know exactly which ones they are. Where are they? They might be in my room.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
So that was fun. Next time, we're definitely going to try to get her on for longer. Mm-hmm. But that's just a little tease for now.
We're gonna post more from the event.
Yeah, that's
Facebook
right. We did take a live Instagram live at the event, so we've saved that video and we will share it in the Facebook closed group. So just search
Breaking Beauty podcast chat room on Facebook, and you'll be able to see the Hyrons in action.
Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit breakingbeauty.ca to sign up for our newsletter, and every episode will be delivered direct to your inbox so you won't miss a single thing.
And be sure to subscribe to us. There's Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And if you're up for it, show your love by writing a review in iTunes.